always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? This is the Warrior Don Christian, man, and we are back for another show, man. It's 2012. It's starting to get, you know what I'm saying? You know how the year gets. At a certain point, everything starts moving quickly. It starts moving faster and faster, man. And, hey, man, it's 2012, man. It was just like yesterday, it seemed like. But it was, man, it's already almost, man, almost half of the month is already almost gone. So, man, we just excited about what God is doing in our life. In the year 2012, once again, like I said last episode, man, is our thing is to seek God. We're going to seek God out more than we've done before, making sure that we're getting closer to him and everything that we have, man, and everything that we do. Check it out, man. We're going to interview, man, a brother that's been putting in work for the kingdom of God, and especially in the gospel urban area for the last, man, 10 years plus, man, a strong decade. And his name is Ken, and he's the CEO of The Bus Shop. And unfortunately, man, they're about to go out of business, man. But I wanted to at least get in time to chop it up with a man, see why he was even bold enough to take that stance, man. And I'm gonna just say this, bro. This is where I got all my CDs for years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to the Christian bookstores. They didn't even have these CDs. So The Bus Shop was holding it down, getting it in. And man, I mean, that's where I bought my first K9, my first Victory, my first Lecrae. If I start naming more names, some of y'all are gonna get upset with me. But I'm saying I found all these CDs on there, and man, cats be like, man, where'd you get your CDs? I'd be like, man, The Bus Shop. It used to be onthesouth.com. They still got the links, but his website is thebus-shop.com. For all those that are still trying to get some music, you haven't found it in the CD stores or even like digital downloads, you can now get that from him until March 15th, man. And definitely please, man, support what he's done. I think it's very important to acknowledge what our people are doing in this area, man, to further the kingdom of God in the gospel urban arena, man. I can say this, man, without Homeboy in his store, I probably would not even be doing what I'm doing right now, because I wouldn't have had as much music as I had. So that's really what's up. Ken's gonna be with me in just a second. But this is what I'm gonna do, man. I got some new music. You want to send your music? It's simple. Go to yadadaking.com, click on contact music submissions. Here go Rio Country Boy. Song is called Go. And I really like his T-Bow line in this joint. I love this joint. Shout out to Tebow, man. Let's beat the Patriots. Let's go.
Hashtag Rio. Yeah. New Matrix. Rebirth for Neo. Yeah. Used to be the fool for the green like CeeLo. And now my faith Bronco like Tebow. New swag, new swag. What's that? What's that? They see me on the block like who's that? Who's that? They remember when I used to blow trees. I still keep hot, just on both knees. Yeah. I don't need Kush, just the zone out. Devotion in the moan with the throne back. I'm still on the move, but took a new rap. I'm on my Chris Brown, look at me now. Pop tags, white bread. Everything I ever need, he's dead. Yeah. Adoption, the reason that I'm part of. I'm on it, go, this
party on it. Go,
cause he let me
go.
When you see me,
go.
Just know he let me
go.
Trapping in, you should get the pack. Done with the stunt, man, I ain't in the act. Put the pedal to the metal, I'm smashed. Go. Team moving forward. Rio do a deal, I'm just gotta get the glory. Gotta get the glory, then I'm running and I'm running and I'm running on to the second coming. Go harder than ever. That different like the mailman in any type of weather. I'm on my people, never say never. Cause it's mercy endured forever. Put me in,
Coke.
I'm ready to go and let them know. As soon as I see the gas smoke, I'm on my loop 10-9. Go, go.
Smiley D just dropped his new album, True Spoken. Check out the single, Keep It 100.
Trying to bounce back from mistakes that we made. All my folks that died and we're trying to get paid.
Pick it up at Google Music, Android Market, and Amazon.com. Check out his latest music videos at smiley-d.com or youtube.com/smileydgospel. Brand new single, Jeremy Lin.
Derrick Smith. That's why you see him Christ balling like Jeremy Lin.
Jason's Devotional. Are you looking for passionate intimacy in your walk with Christ, or seeking for more in your Bible study? These devotionals are to be read and applied to change the hearts and minds of God's children, herself included. By using her imagination and her love for writing, her fresh stories infused with the word come from the heart of God. You want Chase's newest devotional? Join her mailing list. Chase's Devotionals, adjusting your focus with your daily walk with Christ at genuinelife.com.
I told you you were speeding.
Don't worry. I got pulled over by this guy last month, and I pleaded with him not to give me a ticket, and he gave me a warning.
Good afternoon. Oh, Mr. Smith, speeding again.
Hi, officer. Yeah, I know. I promise I'll never do it again. Okay?
I can't believe this.
Shh.
Please sign here.
You're giving me a ticket?
You were speeding, sir.
That's not fair. You gave me a warning last time.
Oh, I see. You want justice.
So,
to be fair, I'll not only give you a ticket for speeding today, I'll also give you the ticket you deserved last month.
Do you continue to live sinfully because you expect God to have mercy? Well, the Bible says, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. God expects us to live holy lives. His grace is amazing. Don't take it for granted. Show your gratitude with obedience.
Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
All right, man, I got Ken from the bus shop with us right here, man. And the way we like to get things popping on Yacht of the King Radio is to start with your testimony, man. Ken, talk to me, man, about how you came to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Actually, this started at a young age. I was brought up in the church, man, and like a lot of young cats, man. Well, I was real active, and then got into junior high. I guess it's called middle school now, but got to chase the skirts and stuff, man, and just got out there wild out, man. And
yeah.
Shortly after I got married, man, and just pulling and tugging on my heart, man, and just rededicated my life. That was back in 97.
Wow. So, man, so you've been living for God since 97. Talk to me about, let's be real, man. Talk about some of the challenges that have been going on in your walk with God, and some of the things that not only that have helped you grow, but have helped you sustain your relationship for this long, man.
As far as sustaining, man, it's just getting in and reading, man, reading and praying. I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
I mean, it's simple, it's fundamental, but it's so true, you know. You get into that relationship, man. That relationship is crucial. That's what he wants, so it can help and guide you through this life.
Yeah. So definitely reading and praying. Was there any people that helped you along this way? Was it a lonely? I mean, when you rededicated your life, was it something that you saw yourself going by yourself and you had to leave a lot of people? How was that for you, man?
Actually, it was a coworker. We used to all hang together, man. We go out, you know, we didn't really go out and hang a lot, but, you know, we get together, drink and stuff, man, And his name is Ron. He's real outgoing, funny type dude, man. And there's just one time, man, we was at a cookout, and I just heard him say, "Well, yeah, I don't even listen to that no more." We was bumping. I think it was Aaliyah, like One in a Million, something like that. It came on, and he's like, "Oh man," you know, he's just feeling that deep, and he's like, "Yeah, I don't even listen to that anymore."
Wow.
And after, I just kind of pulled him to the side, man. I said, "You know, he's trying to live for the Lord," and he was like, "Yeah, man." I said, "I'm trying." So that was, you know, I just got to thinking about it. And then it was shortly after that, man, I made the decision to turn my life over.
Yeah. Now, was your wife at this time, was she living for God? And you were just saying, "Hey, man, I'm going to just do me for a minute." Or was this something that you guys both walked into?
Nah, it was me, then her.
Yeah.
We were both out there. I mean, not nothing wild or anything like that. We just, you know, we wasn't Christian.
Right, right.
No.
Can we keep it real?
Yeah.
No, that's good. Go ahead.
All right. No, it was just the power of influence, man. You know, it was just like, it wasn't somebody that was just like key and instrumental in my life, man, or nothing like that. But he was just a cool dude, man. And you know, man, God got his way of convicting and tugging at your heart and getting at you, man. And when I saw that, man, I just, you know, he'd been putting it off for so long. It's like, I just gotta go ahead and do right.
Yeah. Now, that's what's up, man. So, at this time, even prior to this, were you already in church still? Were you still in church? Was it something that you went casually towards? Or what was that like for you, man?
I still would go. I mean, it wasn't going every Sunday or anything like that. But, yeah, I mean, because my wife's mom, she's really active in the church. So, you know, we were going, you know, a couple Sundays a month, something like that.
Yeah.
That was no choice there. You know, I don't think she's going to put up with me just sitting around the house all the time and never going to church, you know.
Mm. So, man, you talked about one of your friends. I think you said his name was Ron, correct?
Right.
And when Ron just told you guys he wasn't going to listen to the same music, I mean, you was like, man, what else are you going to listen to, right?
Well, no, not really, man. And, you know, not knowing then what I know now, too, man, it was just, when he said that, man, I knew he'd made a change.
Yeah.
So I just got to talk to him about it one day at work, man.
Hmm. Nah, that's tight. Yeah. Like, how do you feel, especially you being in, we could say that you're in the music business. You selling a lot of CDs. You know what I'm saying? You've been in it for a while. Talk to me, man, about the influences of music. How do you think music really influences people in their lives, man?
Man, it just boils down to the individual, man. I admit, for a while there, I was like, I didn't listen to secular music after I got saved, and then, you know, I just realized some things, man, that's not all legalistic and all that, and it's about personal conviction, and it's also, but more importantly, it's about other people. Mm. And when I say other people, that's in terms of, say, if I'm, not to put on a front or anything like that, but if it's somebody that's, you know, maybe not necessarily struggling in their walk, but maybe new to the faith, and maybe having that, may not be strong enough to where they can, you know, where they may have to walk away from secular music for a little bit just to grow, and so I'm not going to entice them by having the radio on, you know, on the local R&B station or something like that. I either turn it off or just put on something gospel or something like that. But if I'm with somebody that I know is strong in the faith, like minded and all that, then yeah, I may bump it a little bit, but. I forgot your question.
No, that's all good.
Because I springboard off the original questions into that.
I was talking about the influence, the influences of music.
The influence of music, yeah. Again, it comes down to the individual and their mindset.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, man, I think we gotta hold ourselves accountable for our own actions, man.
Right.
And not to put the blame on other things, man. And that's not to excuse the foul language and the poor content and a lot of the music. But I just think, at the end of the day, man, it boils down to the individual, man. I really do.
Now that's what's up, man. We getting it in right now with Ken from the Bus Shop. Chopping it up. Y'all heard his testimony. In just a second, man, we're going to go ahead and actually talk to him about getting started with the Bus Shop after these songs here on Yacht of the King Radio. Man, we're going to go to this song right here, man, from the homie Asen. Take It Back right now on Yacht of the King Radio. We'll be right back. Here we go.
You done messed up now. Yeah. You done messed up now, right?
Oh, yeah.
All I'm saying is get your stuff back.
Back, back, take it all back. Back, back,
look here.
Take it all back.
I do what I does like I did it. Some call it faith. I prefer big living. Looking all city, fresh black fitted. Tucked down low like who is it? Swagger like a teen that's new. Whipping. Trying to be seen with his crew. Dipping. I'm all hyped up like a new.
Christian. Yeah. The devil wanna take my joy. Y'all listen. Yeah. He wanna steal, kill, destroy my vision. Hopes he can mute my voice, my spitting. Well, getting me to focus on the people. Nah. Eyes off Jesus. Pump up the ego. The old me's over. Yeah. He wanna see a sequel. Got him locked out, but he looking through the people. Uh-huh. Drumming up anything illegal. Trying to catch Sonny Man sleep, though. No, that's when I got a veto.
The enemy stole your joy.
What you gonna do?
I'ma take it back. The enemy stole your peace. I'ma take it back. When the devil's in your home, I'ma take it back. When the enemy tries your faith, I'ma take it back.
Back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Now when a man left her, it's when she starts staring at the pills on the dresser. Devil like, yes sir, company got bought out, but they still kept her. Only thing it seems, a new boss out to get her. But she ain't a quitter. Then her mama died in the middle of the winter. Son in detention, daughter out tripping. Neither will admit it, bringing back memories like a high school picture. Vivid, now she at her limit, but God's still with her. Told her that the calm of the storm's in the center. The shield is a faith, sword is a scripture. Devil shouldn't have messed with a sister. Uh-oh.
The enemy stole your joy.
What you gonna do?
I'ma take it back. The enemy stole your peace. I'ma take it back. When the devil's in your home, I'ma take it back. When the enemy tries your faith, I'ma take it back.
Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Take it all back, 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 take it all back.
Now the enemy is lethal. We wanna bring down all of God's people. So we take a Lord everywhere we go. And we stay prepared for the battle.
David had the game in the bag, all before Zigzag. Then he lost everything that he had. Whoa. His boys about to kill him.
What?
They was that sad. Yeah. So he got alone and hollered at his dad. Dear Lord, should I go up or fall back? God said, boy, you better go on attack.
Yeah.
How was you gonna last if you can't fight back?
Yeah.
Once God said it, it was over like the credits.
When the enemy stole your joy,
what you gonna do?
I'ma take it back. When the enemy stole your peace,
what you gonna do?
I'ma take it back. When the devil's in your home,
take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back. Back, back, take it all back.
Now the enemy is lethal. We wanna bring down all of God's people. So we take a Lord everywhere we go. And we stay prepared for the battle. So we take a Lord everywhere we go. And we stay prepared for the battle. So we take a Lord everywhere we go. Stay prepared for the battle.
Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be? I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be? I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
I got my ID, who am I? Child of the king. Lift them high, but I stay low. That's humble pie, but declare it bold. No compromise. That's the gospel, preaching is my 9 to 5. We going full fledged to get it to your entourage. And we gon' lift his name higher than the homicides. Then the tax rate, death rate, in it prime. Life shortened in his enterprise. To live comfortable, but it led to his demise. You can roll the dice. Stakes are high. Hope for the best and pray you fly. So Some choose to blend in, camouflage with the world, but eventually they're defined by their careers and credentials, glorified in the public eye, but we obtain a different shine.
Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
We get portrayed in a bad light, pop bottles, waste money, fast life. Common slogan, party like it's your last night, or like it's your birthday, they tell you get your cash right. See, that can mold your mind when you don't know who you are. They fed your ego, now you think you a superstar. Dressed as super fly, looking like a Barbie doll. Excessive makeup to cover up that you're insecure. Now I ain't taking shots, I'm just stating facts. Cause being dishonest, they got us where we're at. At least it's partly why. Outside of that, what else? Broken fellowship with the Father, we're not attached. He is the missing link, so you know we lacking truth. Without Christ, like the virus, we're more susceptible. More prone to believe the lies, homie, than accept the truth. When you're uninformed of how God thinks the best of you.
Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
Brainwashed by the world system, like the hair salon. Your head's been conditioned by the mainstream to think that beauty isn't all the vain things, but that's a tainted vision. Cause he desires truth in the inner, holiness, righteousness, beauty on your inner. Look hot like the summer, heart colder than the winter. Inclined to be self-centered when God ain't the center. So make him number one, his input's bigger. Well, I'm caviar, not chopped liver. In his opinion, that matters most. He gave me life abundant, not status quo. So I refuse to live like the average Joe. No, we're incredible, for Christ we're radical. We read his precepts, they become practical. Sin separated, grace reconnects us like the after show.
Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me. Cause money don't define me, appearance don't define me, status don't define me, who I be. I'm part of the godly, the image of God, he cleansed and he washed me.
Yeah, that right there was Josue. The song was called Identity, man. I just caught that video on thesouth.com, man. That's a nice video. Y'all gotta go check that out. I like the concept, man. Who are you? Man, that's what they trying to find out in that video, man. And he's switching outfits. And I ain't gonna tell you the whole thing. But check it out. I got the bus shop, the CEO of the bus shop, my bad, Ken, with me right now, aka Bus, and we just busting it, man. We getting it in. We found out some of his favorites, artists, favorite music, you know what I'm saying, what he's gonna be, you know what I'm saying, eating when I come through, you know what I'm saying, what restaurants he likes. That's what we get to do when we in a live stream, man. We get to hear the fun facts. And Bus, man, I'm gonna ask you, man, just talk to me, man. How did you get involved with the whole bus shop, man? Where did that idea come from, and how did you carry that out, man?
Well, it was just when, okay, the guy that originally founded the South, Slave, mm-hmm. I was doing some writing for him, and I just kind of shot the idea at him that I was thinking about doing this site, man, because, you know, you go into the bookstores, you only see certain titles, where in my case, the titles that were in there, some of them were okay, but a lot of them just wasn't to my liking. So
right.
I just figured it'd be nice to. I knew there was more out there because I get on the internet and I search. I just knew there was more out there, and I just figured it'd be nice to have something where you could put it all in one spot, everybody can come and get it. And like I said, the first CD that I got was actually from New Wine.
Mm-hmm.
It was called Mission Possible, which was shortly after 9/11. And I didn't have a site. I put a post up on Hip Hop Zone. I don't know if you remember the days of Hip Hop Zone.
Yeah.
But, and like I said, this was after I had told the Slave, and the Slave found out, and the Slave was just like, man, you gotta let me help. You gotta let me help. So he did the first layout for the site, and boom, you know. And here we are 10 years later, 10, 11 years later.
Man. So talk to me about, I mean, where did you sell these CDs, man? What were you, when you first started this show or this website, who did you think would buy it? I mean, and how far has it went? Has it exceeded what you thought? You know, just talk to me a little bit about the bus shop.
Yeah, it definitely exceeded what I thought it would be. And like I said, it never was like a cash cow or anything like that, man. It was just in there. I was in it to serve, just to help out. You know, and if it padded retirement, then cool. If it didn't, then I was, you know, I was content being a funnel, pretty much connecting the consumer and the artist, which is, like, pretty much is what it turned out to be. But, like I said, for quite some time, they, you know, that's when physical CDs was out. That's all I was doing. And more and more people found out about it, and it was less and less of me having to chase the artist down. I was getting chased down, which was great. And then, of course, we had to switch it over to digital about four or five years ago, because that's just the way the market was going. Actually, I was a little bit behind, and that was, believe it or not, kind of the beginning of the end, because it cost so much to run a digital download site. Mm-hmm. I mean, to do it the way that I wanted to do it. Because the site that I have is pretty advanced. There's a lot of things that can be done with it, and with that comes a lot of hosting costs, lot of files, a lot of things you got to do to secure the files, a lot of things when you go from just taking PayPal to taking credit cards, you have to be what they call PCI compliant, which is like it keeps your site from being vulnerable to people getting people's information off the site. Where in my case, the only thing you're gonna be able to get is a name and address.
Right.
You're not gonna be able to get a credit card number because I still use a third party.
Yeah.
For that, and actually, that's contributing more now to my current costs than the actual hosting of the files themselves. Because they come in, they're real tight about their Visa, MasterCard, and all those. They hire this one company and they go in, they do these scans. They actually test your site to see if they can get in there and hack it and all that. And if they find anything wrong, then I gotta have the programmer go in there and correct it and all of that. And it can be it is very costly.
Wow, man. So talk to me about some of the pros and the cons of doing something like this. I mean, a lot of us consumers, we're like, man, hey, man, you about to step away. No, we don't want you to do it. But just talk to us about, you know what I'm saying, like, it is a business, so there right. definitely has to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Basically, you got to be more in the green than you are in the red. We understand that. But talk to us about some of the pros and some of the cons that went with running the bus shop, man.
Yeah, some things that I liked were the friendships and the being able to, you know, just establish contact with some of, you know, with some of these artists and actually become friends. Then they're like the con, well, and of course, enjoying the music. You get all the, pretty much all the music, but the flip side and the flip side is like what I described before, some of the costs involved. And even though you establish these relationships and friendships with these artists, there are some times where there are some bad ones that are formed as a result of that too. Also, coming from being somewhat on top of the game to now with TuneCore and everything that become available to independents now.
Right.
We're kind of down there at the, so we kind of down there on the lower part of the totem pole now. And as a result of that, artists are starting to skip over the site. They're starting to just use TuneCore and all of that. And, you know, and I guess on my end, I'm expecting loyalty, and that's not happening. So that's, you know, that's another thing that led to me deciding to close the site as well, too, because we were just having, it was just too hard. I was too much chasing, too much explaining why there's a need for them to put it on the site. But, yeah, that pretty much sums it up. The pros and cons. There are others, but that's not all I'm gonna get into right there. I don't want that violin to start playing in the background.
Right, right. Really, what I wanted to do, man, just so people can kind of hear what you were dealing with. I talked to Holy Culture not too long ago. He was just saying the same thing: how Christian artists would be quick to get on TuneCore,
right,
but not on like Holy Culture downloads and stuff like that, man. I got a question though. My man Fulfiller, he wanted to know, were you thinking about even at one point handing the business off to somebody else for them to try to continue it? Or is it just something that you're just saying, hey, man, we had our decade and more run and it's just done?
Well, the thing of it is, I would probably entertain the notion of somebody buying it. But, you know, it comes with a hefty price tag because there was a lot put into it, man.
Yeah.
A lot put into it. There's a... some sentimental value. Then there's a brand, you know, the bus shop name. Not that it's all that, but it was ran with integrity and with a bit of excellence. So that would have to be carried on. And I'm not too trusting, man, when it comes to stuff like that. I mean, you got to be on your P's and Q's to get it.
Right.
You know, and you definitely have to have some money too. I mean, that's you know. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just keeping it 100, man.
It was just funny the way that you said it, but I know you're not playing. He's like, yo, make sure you got the right amount of zeros behind that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt.
But talk to me, man, a little bit about it. The bus shop, man. As you went through the years, what is something that you want to say? Just to encourage somebody else that may be in that same business or even thinking about trying to get into that, what would you say to them, man, to help them stay strong in that area?
That's what, somebody that's trying to get into it?
Yeah, or even somebody that's into it, like the Holy Culture, the people that run that, and what's the other one? Spirit of Hip Hop, stuff like that.
Wow. It's kind of hard, man, because the only advice that I could give is if it's something that requires stitches and it's bleeding and you're putting a Band-Aid over it, stop it. because you're gonna make the situation worse. Mm. But I mean, to try to draw a silver lining in the cloud, just continue to try to establish relationships, positive relationships as best that you can. Put your best effort forth, which is, I think that's what everybody is doing. And just try to be innovative and creative and think of new, fresh, innovative ways to reinvent yourself to entice that artist to I gotta get it there. And that's I don't know if you followed the reply thread at the South at the article. That's why I put on there on one of my replies was turning lemons into lemonade. Because I'm to the point I don't think I'm gonna turn back and ever do this again.
Yeah.
But if I can put myself at the forefront and make the plea, okay, artists, get your music to Sphere, to get it to Holy Culture, wherever there's a faith-based store out there, to prevent, you know, to keep what's happening to me from happening to them, say 12 months down the road.
Yeah.
If I can do that and get some people on the, or at least get something started to where they're supporting one or if not more of these sites, and turn that around to where, you know, something dope is happening, man. And, I'm happy. I'm cool. I mean, cause I work a job. I mean, I never relied on the bus shop for income.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, if I can take the loss to somebody else in game, man, I'm cool.
Nah, I think that was good right there, man. So let's go ahead and do this, man. We're going to go to some more music on Yada the King Radio. This is right here. Brinson, I'm breaking on Yada the King. Let's get it. And we'll be right back. Norma Ken, here we go.
Time went slow when you was gone. Somebody please turn the light back on. So I can see your love is the only thing direct me. Without you, world don't look the same. Like game bangers with no set to claim. Wondering without no aim. Is it myself that I must blame? No more fortune, no more fame. The glory left when you left the game. Can't take the pain. Memories are calling your name. Without you, everybody changes. Without you, my heart to change. Short breaths I'm taking. So the hands are shaking. Answers from you devastating. I guess I'm breaking. Short breaths I'm taking. So the hands are shaking. Answers from you devastating. I guess I'm breaking. Every second my heart breaks, I'll do anything just to get you back. In my world, things are looking black.
Looking bleak, tank on E.
Can't you see without you nothing sticks, cause you're my glue. You're my true like a parachute. Now life's a lie, no more reason to touch the sky. Ain't no more good than say goodbye. Feel for tears, you steal my eyes. Running down my face, without you touch, I'm in outer space. No hand to hold, I'm out of place. Break your fast, I'm out of grace. Turbo and ozone. I'm breaking like fresh glass homes. I'm breaking like scrambled cell phones. In the dark, falling apart. No signal, I'm in a drop zone. Crumble in my world is so gone. Crackling cause love has so flown. Don't drift away, I can't take the pain. A million pills can't take it away. Then I woke up and it went away. And you still here, you still with me. I'm filled with thee. Your spirit never left me. And it never will. It's signed and sealed. Delivered I should, because I thought that dream was real. Short breaths was taken. So the hands was shaking. And hands from me devastating. I would have been breaking.
Can't stop my dreams from talking. They talk to me all night long. My head just won't stop thumping. Replaying like a repeat song. And the Lord reiterates purpose. Saying who you think you got it from. Keep me first, don't mind any spectators. When they're looking at you, staring at you wrong. I seek the kingdom first. Born again, boo, he broke the curse. Let my heart beat for him harder than a rap song. Harder than your very favorite rapper's verse. My life is more than hip hop. I'm made for the gospel, baby. He didn't save hip hop music. He saved me. Is you crazy?
I'm finally starting to figure out your glory's all this life's about. All I see and all I hear is persevere, persevere. Just in your faith, I'll make a way for you. No weapon formed will hurt you. I'll be your shield around you.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com,
the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
want the show on the go,
get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
Yeah, I had to get my, like, Euro sound on real quick, man. I had that Brinson joint, and then I had Velvet featuring Inez Carter. Song is called Perseverance, and that's my dude. He's from out here in Seattle. Matter of fact, I just hosted a mixtape. You can go check it out on his website, velvetmusic.com. It's free. It's free. You want some free music, go check it out. But we got the bus shot with us, man. And hey, bro, first of all, like I said earlier, man, we appreciate you getting on with us, man, and just chopping it up, man, letting us hear, you know what I'm saying, what went on with the bus shot, man.
Oh, it's my pleasure, man. Like I said, I'm grateful that you reached out to me.
Man, dope, man. Like I said, we need, and I just want to encourage everybody out there, if you're not an artist, we still need your support. Whatever God has blessed you with, if you're a business mind, if you are good at just talking to people, man, use that gift to help spread the gospel, even through the music that God is helping us produce. You know what I'm saying? But let's talk about, man, the future for you. Personally, man, do you want to share what you're going to be venturing off into? Is it riding off in the sunset with you and your wife? What's up, man? Talk to me, man.
Right here and now, yeah, it's definitely riding off into the sunset. You know, maybe some stuff behind the scenes or something like that, which is kind of that's more in line of what I would like to do. I've never been one to try to be in the forefront, you know, that I mean, the bus shop, you know, that all that credit's got to go to God, man, the way he did that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've always been like a behind the scenes type dude, man.
Okay, no, that's.
Yeah, just being a better husband and just living, man.
Man, tight, man. Yeah. Like I said, man, we are saddened on one end, but we're excited to see, you know what I'm saying, what you've done through that whole time period, just to really elevate Christian hip hop to the level that it is today. You know, personally, I mean, as they said earlier, you had did SoundScan. Talk to us real quick about SoundScan, man, and incorporating that to now a lot of the SoundScan numbers has helped a lot of these artists get distributions. Talk to me about that, man.
There's not a whole lot to say, other than, you know, like in my case, all my stuff was text. I could put in the UPC code, and I would send it off once a week to a reporting agency. And I guess, and like I said, I don't know how people are charting now, how things are looking, how the numbers are looking, as far as SoundScan goes, man. I know for a while there we was way down there. It was always starting to question like whether or not it was worth doing. But
yeah,
you know, if more and more people are taking notice, then yeah, I guess the efforts wasn't in vain. But I mean, it's just a different day and time now, man. Where, you know, it's labels are signing you on for singles now and not necessarily for projects.
Wow.
You know, so
can I keep it real?
You know, it's a new day, man. And even from iTunes shaking up the industry with everything going. Am I breaking up, man?
No, you're good.
Okay, even from I'm gonna switch phones, man, because I'm getting a lot of static.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I still hear you.
Okay. Even from iTunes and Amazon changing everything. Even now to music subscription sites. You know, where
right, Zoom and yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, and that was another thing that was, you know, kind of poured salt in the wound, where we was getting skipped over. But you go and you find it on the music subscription site, or even a lower retail outlet, something like eMusic, and there's the music that, you know, that artist bypassed you on. Mm.
So I just that was enough of that, you know. But back to SoundScan, I don't know the impact now, because I'm really, other than reporting, I don't really look in to see who's selling what, and
right.
And I'm just not that abreast on it. How it's helping the artists, or how it's, or if it's helping the artists and all that. Most of SoundScan was about people trying to get onto a label,
right?
You know, having proof of what they sold so they can get signed to a label. But now you don't need a label.
Yeah,
you can do everything on your own.
Yeah, it did help though, as far as for them getting distribution as well, which was really what the label brought to the table. But since now distribution is kind of
right. You know,
for a lot of people, distribution, if you can prove you sold this amount, even if it ain't a humongous amount, they'll say, okay, we'll give you a shot. Because at least you had records, you know what I'm saying? So you definitely helped in that. Let's go ahead and move to the topic of the show, though, which is the future, man. Let me ask you this, man. With people in life, when they hear the word future, why does that cause fear in some people, man? And do you think it caused fear in some people?
It probably does, man, because a lot of people are uncertain. Given the current economic situation, you know, I think it's getting better.
Yeah.
People also tend to think that because it's doom and gloom right now, that's the way it's always going to be.
Right.
You know, and that just simply isn't the case. And even if it is, man, you know, you should be secure enough in your faith and who you are in Christ to be secure in that, the way you can operate from day to day without the long faith. It shouldn't let it rob you of your joy, is what I'm saying. But it's just the uncertainty, man. When you try to forecast things, man, it's just that whole element of not knowing.
Yeah.
I mean, you can try and predict, but just not knowing, and that can spark a certain degree of fear, man.
How would you, especially as a Christian, from a point of view of a Christian, what is your view on the future, man? How do you look at that? Because I think for somebody that knows God, their view of the future might be a little bit different. How is yours different?
I'm optimistic, man. Come good or bad, man, I know who got me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't say that to be, you know, religious or politically correct or Christianic, I don't know the word for it, but just trying to be correct in the eyes of, you know, of believers or anything. But
right.
I just believe that, you know. And I just, I don't say I live every day to the fullest, man. I'm preparing for it. I'm preparing for the future. But, you know, if it gets cut short in the process, then, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
I know what the end result going to be.
Amen. And let me ask you this, man. Even can you share some things that happened in your life where you would say, man, I wasn't sure what was going to happen in the future, but I seen God take it to a whole nother level, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Easy. I went through a 2-month unemployment stint, man. I left a job that I was with for 12 years.
Wow.
And went to another one, man. And long story short, man, had to let me go. And so it was 2 years, man. Not 2 years, 2 months.
Yeah.
Where I was unemployed, and, you know, just being a man, being a provider for the house and all of that, man, it was just, you know, my wife had me, and, you know, you got to give props to her.
Yeah.
No way, no how the bus shop lasted long without my wife and supporting and understanding. No way.
Yeah.
But even in all of that, man, she, when I went through that period of being unemployed, man, it was just, you know, I just like, Where's the money gonna come from? And she was just real encouraging, real supportive and stuff. And then finally found a job. I was working worked sanitation for 8 months, man, and it was a tremendous pay cut. But I had the mindset, man, it was something temporary.
Yeah.
To the next big thing. And I'm currently employed with the job that I'm at now. I've been there for just over 5 years.
Praise God. yeah, man, I think that when you can share these stories, and this is the importance of testimonies, man. When we can share why we are excited about the future, despite what our present circumstance may look like. It could look good, it could look bad, but we know that, as he said, man, God, the Bible clearly says this, man, several times, that the righteous are not forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And it says in Jeremiah 28:19, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future, man. So we can hang our head on that on Yacht of the King Radio, man. Let's go to another joint real quick. Clister, the song is called No, No, No on Yacht of the King Radio, man. Let's go.
Girl, I'm cool, yeah. Nah, I ain't trying to kick it with you.
Cause I'm not trying to be the one who's felt like a fool.
Misses, clothing consistent, the only inches. She moves in a way that leaves men astray with the sway of a midriff. Dishes, poison is kisses, and this is a kiss tonight that hey man has to fight. No, you done seen it tight. She just likes being light. Misses attention, no, needs attention more. Mostly baby just insecure. If she is sane, then she's very immature. She doesn't understand the guy who adores beyond any other source. She's on another course. That's the virtue, no remorse. Her game is smooth, sun like it's oil dip. Her lips, honey drip, eyes make your heart see these scratch skip. Fully equipped to make a man trip, stumble and fall. She got the church looking like the mall, so no.
No, 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 no. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you with you. Girl, I'm straight, girl, I'm cool. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you with you.
Cause I'm not trying to be the one that's felt like a fool.
Baby's baby mama, constantly trying to work it out. Jane Fonda, no virtue and no honor. I ponder her like the wind at the fan blue. I'm so cool off of you, boo boo. The thing that you do, them games, them is usual to help me focus on Christ. You are not useful, so I'ma hit the gas by passion and neutral. Sorry, Miss Day, but the feelings ain't mutual. This is what you could do. Read Proverbs, check the 5 and 7. You should focus on those two, cause that is where you at. Ain't ready for the bag, check the 31. That's what you should grow to. I hope you take key, but as for you and me, nah, this can never be. And I'm so sorry if you offended, but I'm a man of God. Never leave my heart unattended.
No, 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 nah. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you with you. Girl, I'm straight, girl, I'm cool. Nah, I ain't trying to kick you with you.
Cause I'm not trying to be the one that's felt like a fool.
About you, I can't get with. No. Looking for so much more. All these things you're offering, I didn't have before.
You can keep stopping.
Request and I delete it. She said she loves Jesus, but judging by her cleavage, I don't believe it. That's just like the clothing that don't even fit. And I ain't impressed with your little bitty dress. As if fighting lust isn't hard enough, she hikes it up to put us to the test. Her doorstep leads to death. So I urge you, brethren, to please keep a stepping. This is what you should do. No, no suggestions. This is pain relief, no Excedrin. Without virtue, she is not fine. On a scale of 1 to 10, she is going to drop. Nine, and I am not trying to kick it with the groom. Wait in line with the divine. Yeah, your body is cool, but it's the faith that makes you fine. You might make a good wife someday, baby, just not mine.
No, 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 nah, nah, I ain't trying to kick it with you. Girl, I'm straight, girl, I'm cool. Nah, nah, I ain't trying to kick it with you.
Cause I'm not trying to be the one that's felt like a fool.
I'm
straight.
you aren't worthless. Yeah. Get you caught up to the point where you get separated from the father and forget your purpose. Right. You be feeling like you're going through these trials and tribulations by yourself, and that can make you nervous. Wanna give up on the inside, but you show the total opposite when people looking at the surface. Man, I never knew the challenges in life would be this way. Being in a situation and I'm thinking, what is me and my family gonna eat today? Need to pray, cause I know to get to the position where I can see the way. Ain't no doubt about it, I gotta be in the word of God, and that's where I need to stay. No matter what, I won't give up my right. I speak life, close my eyes, walk by faith and not by sight. Cause I'm the type who can't get fed up quickly, and my suffering might lose patience like doctors while the victory's buffering. Just hold on. Sometimes I feel like I ain't strong enough or wise enough to figure out how to hold on long enough. And then it hit me, what I ask, I receive. All I gotta do is muster up enough faith and believe. Only got one thing on my mind. No matter what I go through, when I come out, I'm gon' shine. Cause I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Hey, so you will never keep me down. I'ma be around now. I got my feet on solid ground. Cause I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God.
Ain't no way I'm about to give in to the situation that I'm facing without a fight. Cause I gotta be on top of his game. Can't take advantage of my life and I'll be living it right. Huh. And I gotta set an example for you to follow, so you follow me as I continue following Christ. Cause he the Father, Son, and Spirit, way to truth and the life. And we're a perfect combination like a boop in the mic.
Growing in faith can be so difficult to comprehend.
And that's why it's so imperative that we surround ourselves with godly men. Some that'll check you, not disrespect, but won't let you continue falling. Cause soon your dirt of service with no oxygen.
That's why I'm careful not to copy me. Me being thrown off track is a position I will not be in. So instead, I gotta get myself some goals like some hockey men. And stand on what I know to be true with the weight of 50 stocky men. Cause I'ma be what I was called to be. Right. Run through my opponents, man. Goliath looking small to me. Cause I remember I got power to achieve. All I gotta do is muster up enough faith and believe. Only got one thing on my mind. No matter what I go through, when I come out, I'm gon' shine. Cause I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. So you will never keep me down. I'ma be around now. I got my feet on solid ground. Cause I believe God.
That's right.
I believe God.
I believe.
I believe God.
Yeah.
I believe God.
Yeah. Every day I face many obstacles that's been set before me. Either I will become stronger from it, or it will detour me. Man. Gotta make the right decision so my Father can reward me.
Right.
But if I screw up, best believe he's able to restore me.
Come on.
I study the art of growing wiser, cause foolish talks and thoughts block the sun out like a visor. If you let the world inject venom in you like vipers, then your life's a rap like some MCs in the cypher. I know a lot of people wanna see me get up out the game, but as long as I can talk, I got breath in my lungs, I'ma continue to elevate his name.
Yeah.
Even when I gotta go through pain, victory is what a cutting, gotta claim. Only when I let him drive, I can stay in my lane. So I'm unashamed, repping the blood, no game.
No game.
I bang my music, hoping it'll activate the spirit of God, so anything opposite will evacuate.
Yeah.
And then you freed up from him who comes to deceive.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is muster up enough faith and believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Only got one thing on my mind. No matter what I go through, when I come out, I'm gon' shine.
No matter what,
I believe God.
I believe.
I believe God. I believe
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I believe
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
So you will never keep me down. I'ma be around now. I got my feet on solid ground. Cause
hey.
I believe God.
Yeah.
I believe God.
Ah.
I believe God.
Ah.
I believe God.
Yes. I believe God. D-Mob right there, man. And that was one of Bus's favorite artists, man. Or I ain't gonna say favorite. That was one of his nominees to be on the top of his list. All right, you know what I'm saying? We just gonna keep it like that. So Cass ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying? Like, dang, he said D-Mob was his favorite rapper. You know what? Whatever, man. Anyway, he loved
rapper,
D-Mob.
Rapper.
You know what I'm saying? What'd you say?
I was like, rapper. That everybody wants to be a rapper.
Right.
You know the track he's got, Everybody Wants to Be a Rapper.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's what's up. You,
oh, okay, man.
I was, for some reason, the phone was acting funny when you first said it. So I was like, what is he saying? So,
okay.
It's all good. But yeah, man, D-Mob doing this thing. The Bus Shop been doing this thing for the last 11 years, man. And tell us real quick, man, how long you going to stay open? And where can people you know, I'm hoping people go flood your website right now and buy it all, so you don't, you know what I'm saying, you don't have nothing left when it's over. But tell them how long you're going to be doing it for, and where they can go find you at.
March 15th is the last day. And the web presence is thebusshop.com. One word and one hyphen in between the two S's. TheBusShop.com. And like I said, March 15th will be the last day of operation.
All right, man. And, if anybody, and I'm going to let you go ahead and say that in, as well. But if anybody has, let's say they want to email you, man, they just want to chop it up, man, and say thank you or anything they might want to say to you, man, how can they directly connect with you?
Yeah, you can call me at ken@thebusshop.com, ken@thebusshop.com. If you can't remember that, then just go to the bus shop, hit contact, and fill out the form, and all that comes directly to me. You can even call the 980 number, because all that forwards to my cell phone number now. And actually, after March 15th, that number will be no longer active.
Okay.
But they can hit me either way. And like I said, if you use the 980 number now, you're going to get hello. You're not going to get, you know, bus shop can't speak and not help you. Because like I said, all that, everything is just going forward. Instead of going to voicemail or cutting off at a certain time, it's going to come straight to my cell phone.
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, I'll pick it up. No.
All right, man. Any last words you want to share, man, or with the people, man, that you would like to just share, or anything encouraging that you'd like to give to them?
Nah, man. Just do everything in love, man. That's been that's been my thing from the get go. Do it all in love.
Amen. No, that's what's up. Once again, bro, we want to say thank you for getting on with us, man. And we just pray that God will keep you and bless you, man, in this next season of your life, man.
Appreciate it, man. Like I said, I appreciate the opportunity again, man. Taking time out to talk to me.
Hey, it's no problem, bro. You have a blessed night, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, be blessed. All right, y'all. We got it in with the bus shop. Man, that was a wonderful interview. We chopped it up with him, man. Definitely go ahead and support what he's doing, man. Like he said, he's going to be up open till March 15th. Go to thebus-shop.com. Go ahead, support. And, man, just leave a message for him, man. He's on Twitter at the bus shop. You can check that out, man. And, man, what he did was definitely something that we needed, man. So check it out, man. We're going to go ahead and go into this next jam real quick. D Montrell, He Could Do It. On Yada the King Radio, man, let's get it, y'all. Here we go.
I was in the fast lane, looking left and looking right, searching everywhere but on the inside of me, yeah. I can feel me breaking out, I can feel me breaking out. It's hey. So I pick my head up, vision so much better. Drop those burdens, now we don't stand. Come on and pick your head up, you can see much better. Drop those burdens, now come on and stand up.
Need something,
you can do it.
Something,
you can do it.
Dream something,
you can do it.
Speak something,
you can do it.
He can do it.
Dream something,
you can do it.
Believe something,
you can do it.
Dream something,
you can do it.
Speak something,
you can do it.
He can do it.
Come on and help me say he can.
On that name, and that name is Jesus Christ.
Going everywhere I go, on the inside of me, yeah.
I can feel him build me up, I can feel him build me
say
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I pick my head up, vision so much better. Drop those burdens, now we gonna stand.
Come on and pick your head up, you can see much better.
Drop those burdens, now come on and stand up.
Dream something,
you can do it.
Believe something,
you can do it.
Dream something,
you can do it.
Speak something,
you can do it.
He can do it.
Something,
you can do it.
Believe something,
you can do it.
Dream something,
you can do it.
Speak something,
you can do it.
He can do it.
come on and help me say, yeah. I know he can.
He can do it. He can do it. He can do it.
I know he can.
He can do it. He can do it. He can do it.
Oh,
he can do it. He can do it. He can do it.
No matter what's going on,
he can do it. He can do it. He can do it.
He's gonna come through for you. Come on and say,
he can do it.
He can do it.
He can do it.
Dream something.
He can do it.
Speak something.
He can do it.
He can do it.
He can do it.
Oh, oh, oh.
He can do it.
Believe something.
He can do it.
Dream something.
He can do it.
Speak something.
He can do it.
He can do it.
Sound like a bomb dropping, y'all. Yeah. Let the. Oh. Yeah. What up, Simo? Yeah. Listen. Yeah. Nothing but Christ raps. Follow my life steps. I'm like Mike Jack. Just follow my life steps. Nothing like Billie Jean. Rocking my Willie jeans. They say the swag's mean. I'm on that Joe Green. The track got a fever and the flow's freezer. My death was closer than a $12 Caesar. Used to walk around screwing fans like Ebenezer. Look now, homeboy, it's forever Jesus. And that's a long mission. Yeah, I've gone fishing. Call the law cause the old man's gone missing. Why? Cause my past is so shady and my life was cheap like I bought it out of Old Navy. Promoters won't pay me cause I won't talk about the quest to have sex with just any old lady. I got the industry in my sights like a sniper and I'm screaming go show cause I'm trying to kill the viper.
Go, go, we got what you've been waiting.
Go, go,
we shutting it down.
If you ain't down. But they know illegal. Somebody call Peter. They bout to squeeze the eagle. I'm like chill. They act like I'm speaking Hebrew. Yeshua Shalom as I throw to her. Cleaning the streets is like washing the city sewer. Watch your back for shooters, thieves, and city looters. Discover the earth. Sometimes make the best recruiters. Ah, this life is so delicate. Rappers' mouths these days is fouler than a pelican. Shoot, even cartoons bugging and they keep killing Kenny cause he won't stop thugging. Flame on, I be on that shad rack. Mayweather on the beat, this is where my jab's at. Calling nepotism the way I'm spitting my jazz rap. Got a ghost fighter, but you won't find no more ass cat.
Go, go, we got what you've been waiting.
Go, go,
we shutting it down.
If you ain't down. Don't let your mind play tricks like the ghetto boys. Young dudes end up stiff off the metal toys. Hood music, I hope the hood use it. Get off your butt and let's move it, man. Let's go.
And we got what you've been waiting. And we shutting it down.
If you ain't down.
Yeah.
place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christensen. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you could come as you are, but you just can't stay that way.
That was Sean Slaughter right there. The song was called Go. Man, and that's an album, man, that I think a lot of people overlook, man. Sean Slaughter, man, he's a clown too, man. That dude's a funny dude, man. Check out the Ham Sandwich Show. I listen to it every time I can. They're just super funny, man. They say stuff that I don't even say. You know what I'm saying? But it's real, man. And we all got different people to reach, man. And I'm just excited about what God is doing. Let us continue to grow. Let us continue to support one another. Let us figure out ways that we can continue to move the kingdom forward, man. And actually, speaking of that, if you want to help out Yada the King Radio, man, we are looking for people to help do interns in different areas of the radio show, man. If you're very interested, I hope you are, you can email us at yadatheking@gmail.com or give us a call, 425-243-4285. You know what I'm saying? And if you're willing to help, man, we'd love to have you on board to help us get this thing out further. And that's really what's up. Let me get on this topic, though, man, the future. For some, I think, even as Christians, man, sometimes when it comes to the future, it's like a blank stare. We have no idea what's going to happen. We get to a place where we're like, man, I don't know. You know, I think what happens when we see ourselves in the future, we see more of the insecurities that we have, more of the things that we know that we're not good at. We start to focus on those things, and sometimes that clouds our vision. We, even as Christians, even people that believe in God, we would allow ourselves to be infiltrated by the negative thoughts more than we'll be infiltrated by what the Word of God says, man. And I think, man, first of all, if you don't have Jesus in your life, I'm not gonna say that without people that don't have Jesus in their life, I will not say that they don't look forward to their future. Matter of fact, I've known people that would move from cities, states, just to start a business, man, that they have never done before. And that's a scary thing for some of us, but they were just like, hey, man, this is what I got to do. I got to go start this business. And they may have known God. They may have not known God. I think for everybody, the future is something that some people will embrace and some people will not embrace. Now, I think with let's say even the news, man, predicting what's going to happen in the United States, or just the economy worldwide, it can always be a scary thing because they're trying to predict fear into us. They're trying to give us fear and say, hey, man, it might be bad. It might be like this. It might be like that. But we have to always know that God is going to take care of us. No matter how bad it gets, that's the promise that we have. God is ultimately going to take care of us. And if it ain't in this life that we're living, it's going to be in the next life that he's blessed us with. But I think that the future, it all comes down to what you look at it, how you look at it. Are you a person that consistently is allowing negative thoughts to infiltrate your mind? Even when it doesn't even come to the future. Sometimes some people will allow negative to be the thing that drives them the most. And I really can't stand negative people. You know what I'm saying? I'm negative about negative people. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you crying and complaining all the time, I don't like being around that. Because I like to keep everything high energy. I like to keep everything pumped up. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that I'm looking forward to what God is having in my life. And I think that's very important for anybody that's looking to move forward in the future in their life, to make sure that they keep people around them that are going to springboard what they're going to do. They're not going to be the ones that are cutting your legs out. You know what I'm saying? Cutting your legs out from underneath you. And that doesn't mean you can't have people that are critical. There's a difference between somebody that has a negative spirit and somebody that's just critical or it's going to critique. That's another word. It's going to critique what you're going to be doing. It's good to have people that are going to check. So did you think about this? Or did you think about that? Some people look at those people as the bad people, but in reality, they're the ones that are going to help you the most. You don't always want yes men in your or yes women in your corner. You know, if you have people that are always, yeah, oh, your future is going to be great. Your future, you're never going to go through anything. They're lying. You're going to go through things, man, in your future. The future, even 2012, man, as we look in the brand new year, some people look at a brand new year with excitement, even though they don't know what's going to happen. They look at it as excitement, maybe because they're about to get that tax check. I don't know. But maybe they look at it as in something that's really exciting. They can't wait for it to happen. But I think that the more that we begin to allow ourselves to be, number one, critique ourselves, ready ourselves for what's going to come in the future. And that's really where I'm at right now, is making sure I'm the best that I can be in whatever area that I want to move forward in the future. And that might mean studying more. Oh, he's a Christian and he said study. Yeah, the Bible even says study to show yourself approved. I can't remember who we just interviewed, but they said study to show yourself approved. Oh, Original said it in your craft, in your gifts, in your talents. Study to show yourself approved in your businesses. Learn, you know what I'm saying, what you're going to be doing. Study other people. And I'm big on that, man. Like, if I'm doing radio, I listen to everybody else that does Christian hip hop radio, Christian urban radio, even Christian radio. Say, hey, man, that was pretty cool. You know, anybody that does interviews, I like to watch and see how they go from one segment to the next segment, different things like that, so I can be better as a host, man. And as in the future, hey, we're going to get better, baby. That's how you got to do it, man. Be willing to invest in yourself for the future, man. And that can even be finances. Invest in yourself, man. The future could be bright if you prepare for the future. If you don't prepare for the future, sometimes it can cut you off guard, and you'd be in trouble, man. And don't be in trouble. You know what I'm saying? But hey, man, this is your boy, the Warrior, Don Christian, man. You guys are tuned in to Yada the King Radio. For somebody that's wondering, man, how can I hear more episodes, podcasts, or just good music, you can go to yadatheking.com. When you get there, you'll see the big pictures with some of the artists that we've interviewed. Man, there's hundreds of interviews up on the site. You can definitely check them out. Go check out some of the archives, man. You can also sign up on iTunes or Zoom to download the podcast, or you can get us on the Yada the King mobile app. Yep, I said mobile app for all you iPhoners and Androiders out there. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get it. And tell somebody, man. Tell somebody in your neighborhood what's popping on Yada the King Radio. If you got a topic, give me a call. 425-243-4285 on Yada the King Radio, man. I got to get out of here. It's the Warrior Don Christian. And that W that I threw up was for Warrior, not West Coast.
Life. Gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
Yada the King Radio, out in Las Vegas, right now.
For all those that didn't know, you can catch Yada the King Radio out in Las Vegas, right now.
Every Tuesday and Saturday at 6 p.m.
Catch us on KLAV, AM 1230, the talk of Las Vegas, baby.
At unity.com.
That's spelled www.unity-t.com.
Yada the King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new gospelnw.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada the King?
Yada the King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life.
Yes!
Yada the King Radio, now on GospelNW.com.
I always gotta keep on
praying.
Yada the King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada the King Radio.
Yada the King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada the King Radio.
I always gotta keep on praying.